Welcome to my weekly racing podcast, recorded on Monday morning the 28th of May. First of all, it's congratulations to Brian Smart, who trained at Hambleton near Thirsk, on sending out Foxtrot Romeo to finish runner-up in Saturday's Irish 2000 Guineas. His next-door neighbour at the top of Sutton Bank, Kevin Ryan, also had a day to remember at the Curragh, when Tiddlywinks, owned and bred by Guy Reid, landed a Group 3 race for sprinters just 10 days after his success in the Duke of York Stakes at York. Well, mentioning York, Frankie Dettori rode Cavalryman to success in last Saturday's Stowe Family Law Grand Cup, a listed race for stayers. Also, Borderless Scott, the top sprinter trained near Wetherby by Robin Basterman, ran well in the Group 2 Temple Stakes at Haydock Park, finishing fourth. Well, it's a busy week coming up both locally and nationally, as we head into the Diamond Jubilee weekend. Tomorrow, Tuesday, Yorkshire's Garden Racecourse Ripon stages a 7-race programme starting at 2:10. The feature race is the Wilmot Smith Memorial Handicap Stakes over 1 mile at 3:40. Recent course winner, Dubai Dynamo, trained at Stillington near York by Ruth Carr, is back again. While Dutch Rose, a winner at Catterick last Friday for North Yorkshire trainer David O'Meara, can land the handicap race for 3-year-old sprinters at 4:10. On Wednesday evening, it's the annual Lucky in Love night at Beverley, starting at 6:35 and featuring the Hillary Needler Trophy, a conditions race for 2-year-old fillies with Royal Ascot aspirations. Kevin Ryan has produced the last two winners of this race, and he is represented by recent Hamilton Park winner Lacilia. It's Wetherby's penultimate meeting over jumps on Thursday evening when racing starts at 5:55. The 7-race card is complemented by the 7th running at the track of the Mascot Gold Cup, one of the UK's largest mascot races, in aid of various charities, in particular Sue Ryder Care. On Friday evening, it's Pontefract's Got Talent Night, when after racing, talented local acts have their chance for stardom and impress the judges. Racing at the West Yorkshire track begins at 6:30, and the feature race is the Diamond Jubilee Youngsters Condition Stakes for 2-year-olds. Kasper Netzger was second in this race last year, and he went on to be one of the UK's leading juveniles last season. There's a double header in Yorkshire on Saturday afternoon, with both Catterick and Beverley in action. There's a 1:50 start to racing at Beverley, featuring a couple of conditions races, as well as the Donkey Derby, ridden by jockeys to complement the Investec Derby at Epsom. Well, the Bunting's out at Catterick for a 1:55 start, and there's a host of attractions for young racegoers during the afternoon at the North Yorkshire track. Then on Bank Holiday Monday and Tuesday, there's racing at Redcar starting at 2:15 and 2:05 respectively. The TyreGiant.com Zetland Gold Cup takes pride of place on Monday, it being a famous handicap race over 1 mile and a quarter, offering prize money of £25,000. Over both days at Redcar, there's a variety of attractions for youngsters, mainly in the course enclosure. On a national basis, the two classics at Epsom, the Oaks and the Derby, take place on Friday and Saturday respectively. The Foog, an impressive winner of the Tattersall's Mussy Dora Stakes at York, can land the Oaks, while the 2000 Guineas winner Camelot has the class to win the Derby. Well, next week's podcast will be online from Wednesday morning, the 6th of June, as both Monday and Tuesday are both bank holidays. Enjoy your racing.